the Thrive Conference really came out of an idea where we wanted to help people find ways to build their assets. And when we talk about assets, for the most part, we're talking about things like saving money, buying a home, going to school, starting a business. We also added, because Boulder County is seeing a huge increase in our baby boomers, an aging population, we added a section on how do folks in their later years build assets, how do they keep on to assets, and how they build. So we have added that piece as well.
Do, when we talk about assets maybe for older folks, is that people maybe buying their first home or a home when they're older, or are there other assets for older people?
This year we're going to focus really on how to keep assets, like how to navigate the Medicare system to make sure that you can keep your assets. And
so you don't lose your home over medical bills.
Right, things like that. And also we're going to look at some of the resources that are available for older adults in Boulder County. We've partnered with the Area Agency on Aging. They're one of our partners that will be presenting that day, and they have a couple of workshops on how to access their services and the resources that they have available for our older adults in the community.
I know that the Thrive Conference is really focused on low-income people, and this is a community that's traditionally been excluded from this, from home ownership, from maybe third-level education, from setting up their own business. And yet, how accessible are these things for people who are low-income?
There's definitely a barrier. There's definitely challenges. But there are areas where people can be able to do some of the things that they want to do. Small Business Development Center, one of our partners, is going to have a small business panel. And they're going to talk about their stories about how many of them started as low income or started from nothing and were able to build their business. So there is definitely opportunity. But I also have to admit that there are challenges. The home ownership class, again, we've been reading in the paper about the difficulty of finding affordable housing in Boulder County, and that is definitely a challenge. But there are programs like Habitat for Humanity and other programs that try and provide an opportunity for folks with low, moderate income to find their way into housing, their own home.
When you have asset building in low-income communities, when you have more people maybe transitioning into home ownership as opposed to renting, or being more vulnerable then in the housing market, I mean, what is the wider impact then on community?
Right, so there's less cost to our public benefit organizations, our other county departments that provide public benefits. And then you also see a lot of wealth building. We did through our PIE program, People Personal Investment Enterprise, we did a longitudinal survey from folks that graduated in 2014. And a few of them answered. We had some good responses. But what really struck me was that out of the people who started a small business with our personal investment enterprise and partnership with SBDC, 50% of them had hired people. So right then and there, you see what a benefit building assets, helping low-income folks start businesses is, because then they become drivers of our local economy as they build their business, as they build their equity in their homes, you know, as they grow their families. That is really important for our community.
Did something shift in 2008 with the recession when we saw so many people who had tried to build their wealth through home ownership losing so much of that equity, and also low-income communities, and particularly communities of colour, being targeted through the predatory mortgage system? Did something happen, or psychologically or culturally, that maybe people are more averse now to using home ownership as a wealth-building mechanism?
That's a really good question that I'm not sure I'm able to answer. I think we have continued to see people approaching Personal Investment Enterprise, our PIE program, and that we do in partnership with Foothills United Way to gain home ownership. So we definitely have seen an increase in that. I think the shift was that it has become more difficult to find some of the financing. So we actually have had clients that went through the program. And by the way, it's a match saving program. I'm not sure if I explained what it is, but it's a match saving program where we partner with Foothills United Way, and they help raise $4,000 in local and federal funding, and the family saves $1,000, and they have to meet certain eligibility requirements. And what we've seen is there's been a few clients that actually were able to successfully complete the requirements, save the money, and not be able to purchase the home because they didn't qualify for financing because of the the cost of housing. So that definitely is a real barrier that people have.
This is a bilingual conference.
Yes, it's going to be in English and Spanish. We're going to have all of our workshops are either are in both languages. We also have a career exploration workshop that will be both languages, because one of the other big things that we want to do is help people find the type of career that will help them find living wage jobs in our county. That's another big issue that we've seen with some of our families that are working two or three jobs just to make ends meet.
And is education a barrier to that?
Yes, and Front Range will be there as well, doing a class on how do you pay for college, how do you enroll. So they will be there as well, providing that opportunity and helping people get the resources they need to take that next step in their educational career.
Well, it's actually happening at the Front Range Community College in Longmont.
They've been wonderful partners these last 2 years.
And it's all day Saturday. Lunch will be served and anyone can come to this, but registration is required. And so that registration deadline, though, is noon on Wednesday.
Yes, we'd like to know. And if we don't have enough people, then we will have to more likely cancel or postpone the event.
So this is an opportunity for people across Boulder County to come. Bilingual lunch will be served. There's no cost to attend this, and a lot of opportunities and how to build assets for older adults, for low-income people, home ownership, money skills. Have you had large attendance in the past?
Last year, we had around 80 people attend, and it was really, really positive. This year, we're doing something special. We did it last year as well, but we added this Make It Happen sheet, and it's really a goal-setting sheet. So if you go to the workshops, by the second workshops, we've made it a little bit longer, and you will have time to write down your goals and some really concrete steps on how to reach those goals. And we're calling it Make It Happen, and we're printing it in triplicate, and we're going to keep a copy. And we're going to follow up with you to see, hey, how's that going? How can we help? What resources do you need? What other workshops would be interesting or would be helpful?